This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
Was around here on this land, he said he did do his father's command. Because he knew that he was his father's only son, he came to draw men unto him. Oh, lift him up, that's all, lift him up in his way. If you tell the name of Jesus everywhere, if you keep his name ringing everywhere that you go, he will draw men unto him. When Jesus met the woman at Jacob's well, he said he did have a sweet message to tell. The woman come in wondering, cause she seen he was a Jew. He came to draw men unto him. Oh, lift him up, that's all, lift him up in his way. If you will tell the name of Jesus everywhere, if you'll keep his name ringing everywhere that you go, he will draw men unto him. When she learned that it is Jesus, she ran into the town, saying, come and see a man who told me all that I've done. Is this not the messenger which is called Christ? He came to draw men unto him. Oh, lift him up, that's all, lift him up in his way. If you tell the name of Jesus everywhere, if you keep his name ringing everywhere that you go, he will draw men unto him. When he asked her for some water, her sin she tried to hide. She come in telling my Savior all about race pride. But a woman, if you just only knew the gift of God, I came to draw men unto me. Oh, lift him up, that's all, lift him up in his word. If you tell the name of Jesus every while, if you keep his name ringing every while that you go, he will draw men unto him.
I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour, and as you can probably hear, I'm not pre-recording this programme in my little house in North Manchester. The noise you can hear is two young ladies running up and down the steps in a very tourist-filled, sun-kissed, beautiful Washington DC. Right in front of me is the Needle, right behind me is the statue of Abraham Lincoln. I started the show there with Washington Phillips and Lift Him Up. See what I did there? That was made in the 1920s and was part of a beautiful compendium of songs called The Birth of Gospel, if you want to go and look it up. I've played it to you before, I'm sure. But I've literally got half an hour to make the first part of my first US programme. This programme is going to be made in Washington, Boston and Philadelphia, which is the first leg of Elbow's US tour. I'm going to play you a tune now linked to where I am. Home Life are a band from Manchester, compending Paddy Steer and Tony Burnside. Paddy's a really old friend of mine, a great musician, one of those art for art's sake, lifelong musicians. And his friendship with Tony Burnside started when they were kids, and they sent music to each other and added to each other's music on tape cassette for years and years and years, and eventually made a load of music together under the name Home Life. This tune is called Lincoln Square. It's a really simple, beautiful little thing, and I'm going to play it for you now while I climb the steps to have a proper look at Lincoln's statue of him sat up there in the chair. Happy Sunday, everyone. It can't be underestimated how hot it is here, actually. Not complaining, though.
Here I go, I'm losing myself in you. You're a good place to be lost. Now I'm noticing people go by in a crowded midday rush. Now you've set yourself free. Make it easy for me. Make it easy on me. 'Cause I'm exactly where I want to be. In the middle with you. Drinking coffee in Lincoln Square. Did you know I was waiting all this time? Whispering to my ear, soft and clear, moving close. I'll tell you I'm always there, with your head lay on my shoulder, in the middle where we two sit, holding hands along the wall, pinching ourselves, we're here, drinking coffee in Lincoln Square. Did you know I was waiting all this time? Just how you're feeling. I'm not pushing and I won't. It's the wonder that we got here. Breathing easy, easy talking. These are the things we've missed. You're my best friend, you're my life. I'm happy to be your man. And all my love is yours. Yeah, I'm exactly where want to be, in the middle with you. Drinking coffee in Lincoln Square. Did you know I was waiting all this time?
Bless you. So I'm stood at the foot of Lincoln's statue. Probably what you can't get from when you see this thing in films is the size of the thing. It's enormous. I'd say Lincoln's ear is probably the size of my torso. It's huge. Above his head it says, "In this temple, as in the hearts of the people for whom he saved the Union, the memory of Abraham Lincoln is enshrined forever." And then at the bottom of the statue, there's a sign saying, "Quiet respect, please," which, as you can probably hear, nobody is respecting at all. Well, quite an amazing thing. It's very cool in this room. I don't know what it's made of, whether it's marble or sandstone, but it's very cool, very relaxed. And then as soon as you walk into the sunshine, blistering heat again. I've got to run back down to where my cab is waiting. I literally had to run to do this couple of links for you. I just wanted to start the first US program somewhere appropriate. My taxi driver, Saeed, is coming back for me in 7 minutes. And I'll try and post a photograph of myself in this very strange and different location to broadcast the finest hour. I'm going to play that can tune I keep raving on about, Vitamin C, because I think it's going to be the one that reminds me of this tour forever. Take it away, boys. See you later, Abe. Excuse me.
Christmas hymn. Oh, Baldy, oh, she is a stepping on a quicksand. I'll put her flaws, stay at the corner. She is a living in an out of a tune.
So I'm in my taxi. My taxi driver is Saeed. Hello, Saeed.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How long have you been a cab driver in DC?
15 years.
15 years. And it's a Mothering Sunday as well, isn't it? So it's Mother's Day today.
Yeah, Mother's Day today. That's true. You know, but they go to lunch and restaurant after afternoon. You know, after they finish at church.
So you get plenty of work from people taking their mothers to lunch.
That's true. That's right.
Cool. Well, Mother's Day is on a different day in the UK. We had Mother's Day, I can't remember exactly, I think it's maybe a couple of months ago. But I'm going to play a song for my mother now. What's your mother called, Saeed?
All right.
What's your mother's name?
Faiza.
Faiza.
It's an Arabic name.
Yeah? Well, this next song, and this is for Saeed's mother, Faiza, and for my mother, Shirley. A happy American Mother's Day from Washington, D.C. Thank you, man.
You too, man.
You're an excellent driver.
Thank you very much. I hope you enjoy it here, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Saeed. This is The Art of Noise for our mums, and this is Ireland. So just before I parted company with Saeed, I asked him what kind of music he likes. And what did you say?
My radio doesn't work, it's broke. So. But I will buy another one, all right? See you soon, huh?
Thank you, mate. Right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Have a nice day here.
Thank you. Cheers. Oh, I'm in a really good mood. What a lovely man. Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. Let's listen to some Georgie Fame. That's what I'm in the mood for. Hey, Maurice.
Every evening, when all my days were pursued, I call my baby and let's go watch her with you. I miss some movies, but she don't seem to be dead. And then she asks me, why don't I come through her flat and have some supper? And let the evening pass by, by making records. This sounds a groovy hi-fi. I say, yeah, yeah. That's what I say, yeah, yeah. My baby loves me, she gets me feeling so fine. When she loves me, she makes me know that she's mine. And when she kisses, I feel the fire get hot. She never misses, she gives it all that she's got. And when she asks me if everything is okay, I got my answer, the only thing I can say. I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. We'll play a melody and turn the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty baby, I never knew such a thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling still. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say yeah yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah. That's what I say, yeah yeah. And turn the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that, yeah, yeah. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Pretty baby, I never knew such a thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling slow. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I think I'm ready. Those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say yeah yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah.
For taxi driver Saeed, that was Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames and Yeah Yeah.
I grew up in a time when I was lucky enough to see music actually bring people together. And the great multicultural mix that we have in this country now has been really soundtracked by the music of the last 50 years.
Don Letts.
I guess people would write me off as being reggae-based, but that's just in my DNA. I grew up with rock and roll, went through the whole punk thing, you know, the whole soul boy thing. I was there at rave, I was standing in fields. I remain open to all the world has to offer, and I like to think that's reflected in my show. You know, the heritage and tradition of music, having deep impacts and striking an emotional chord with me in particular, it still gets me out of bed every single day. It's something I can't help but be involved in.
Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
Tonight from 10.
On BBC Radio
6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
I've got a lobby call, got to meet the band in the lobby. In fact, I'm 3 minutes late. And today I've got rehearsing up new musicians and also getting ready and sound checking for our first gig tonight at the 9:30 Club in Washington, a very famous old club that we love very much. So I'm going to continue making this programme for me tomorrow. For you, it will be But the Length of This Next Tune by Wilco. This will forever remind me of our first US tour when I met Jim from Granddaddy, became very great friends with him. It's by Wilco, it's called I'm Trying to Break Your Heart. I don't know if I picked it because there's a hotel mentioned in the album it's from, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, or if I picked it because it mentions this great nation in its opening line. Either way, it's a cracker. I'll see you in Boston after this song.
let's undress just like cross-eyed strangers. This is not a joke, so please stop smiling. What was I thinking when I said it didn't hurt?
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. This is Anthony Birchley. David Cameron has responded to comments made by the Governor of the Bank of England about threats to the economy posed by the housing market by saying the bank has all the tools to deal with a housing bubble. Mark Carney says that Britain's housing market has deep structural problems and a lack of supply is pushing up prices. Henry Pryor is a housing expert.
What they are doing, though, is bringing in these new regulations to make it much harder, much tougher for those of us who need a mortgage in order to buy a house to actually qualify for one. And it's tricks like that, it's little wrinkles like that, that the Bank of England are going to use in order to try and dampen down over-enthusiasm in the housing market.
Emergency workers in Serbia are preparing for what they call a flood wave on one of the country's main rivers, the Sava. A week of torrential rain in the Western Balkans has caused landslides, flooding and at least 20 deaths. In Turkey, 18 people, including company executives, have been arrested by police investigating the Soma mining disaster, in which 301 people were killed. Government and mining officials have insisted that the disaster was not caused by negligence and the mine was inspected regularly. The Labour leader, Ed Miliband, has joined the criticism of Nigel Farage's comments about not wanting a gang of Romanians living next to him. This is what Mr. Miliband had to say on Sky News.
I think they were inappropriate and wrong and offensive, and he shouldn't have made those remarks. I've been careful in this campaign not to characterise him personally as a racist. I don't know him very well. I've only met him once, but so I don't think of him that way. But I certainly think they were wrong.
Earlier, the Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg said Mr. Farage had a nasty view of the world. Swiss voters appear to have rejected proposals to introduce the world's highest minimum wage. Early projections from the referendum suggest strong opposition to a £15 an hour raise. And thousands of people have lined the streets of North London to celebrate Arsenal's FA Cup win. The victory secured the Gunners' first trophy in 9 years. That's Six Music News. Your next update at 3:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Gallant fox is running. Leathered ghost. Iron rusty armor. It's all pony now. Cheval, cheval.
I'm not. That was Davidge featuring Kate Le Bon. Neil Davidge is his full name. He used to work with Massive Attack. He used to be part of Massive Attack. And I've worked with him. I did a collaboration with Massive Attack on their album Heligoland. And he's a very lovely man. I think that tune's great. Kate Le Bon I find fascinating. As I do Sharon Van Etten. And we're going to hear the new one from her in a minute. While you were listening to that last tune, I've done a gig, got drunk, fallen asleep on a tour bus and woken up in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm in the Bowery in Boston where we're playing tonight, and the hubbub you can hear behind me is our crew and local crew setting up the equipment for sound check and then tonight's gig. I'm going to take you out into the apparently sweltering heat of Boston and see how much history we can get done before I have to come back here and sound check. Let's have a listen to that new one from Sharon Van Etten. I think she's fascinating. I relate to the lyrics of this song very strongly. It's called Every Time the Sun Comes Up, I'm in Trouble. Come on, Boston, let's have a look here. Sharon Van Etten, and Every Time the Sun Comes Up, I'm in Trouble, from her latest album. A great song. I can't wait to hear the rest of that record. I'm on a crowded Boston street. I'm going to go and find the Old City Hall, which is the site of, well, it was the Old City Hall before they moved government. Apparently it's quite a grand building, and it's on the site of a Latin school that was attended by none other than Benjamin Franklin. When I asked the promoters at the venue, and by the way, it is so hot here, it's ridiculous. When I asked the promoters at the venue, are there any local points of historical interest? They shot each other a proud, knowing smile. Both proud Bostonians, and they pointed me towards this. I would go further. I would take the whole Freedom Trail, as they call it, which takes you around many of the historical points of interest in Boston. But I've only got a little while until soundcheck. Nothing would take me home, though, across the Atlantic, like the voice of the mystery musical history girl that is our very own Beckopedia. So for the first time, here's a transatlantic Now Then.
Now Then. There seems to be a double act for every generation. A pair of blokes who are funny, have universal appeal, and are generally harmless fun. Think Ant and Dec, Morecambe and Wise, or Flanagan and Allen. A pair of Londoners who met on active service in the First World War in Flanders. It's hard to imagine anyone coming out of that experience with a sense of humour, but they did, and their gentle comedy and music act lit up the stage between the wars. But their real service to the nation was in World War II, when their songs became lifesavers for a country weighed down by worry and grief. Poking gentle fun at the enemy with numbers like Run Rabbit Run and We're Gonna Hang Out the Washing on the Siegfried Line, they were reassuring and warm. Bud Flanagan with his melodious warble and Chesney Allen with his tuneless charm. In today's entertainment industry, it's hard to imagine Chesney Allen escaping the auto-tuner. But it was their distinctive voices and the characters behind them that kept listeners going through the very worst of times. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
We haven't got a penny, we haven't any money at all. But we're rich as millionaires, 'cause we haven't worries or cares. We're just two tumbleweeds that keep on tumbling along. On the highways, on the byways, we're singing a song. Free, everything we have in life is free. Things we couldn't buy with LSD. Someone put them there for you and me. Free, who would pay to hear a symphony? Listen to the songbirds in a tree. Songbirds sing a lovely melody. We've got the arches and the alleys to shelter us from winter's cold. We've got the green hills and the valleys when summer is spreading her gold. Free, no one could be luckier than we. Nature never had a lock or key. Isn't that the way it ought to be?
Why, listen to the patter of the raindrops, the mauve of the twilight, and the song of the birds mating. The rainbow with its divine chord of colour harmony, giving promise of sunshine to come. And the sun bursting through is a strain of glory, turning a world of blue harmonies into a beautiful golden rhapsody.
We got the arches and the alleys to shelter us from winter's cold. We've got the green hills and the valleys when summer is spreading a gold. Free, no one could be luckier than we. Nature never had a lock or key.
Isn't that the way it ought to be? Just for
free.
Flanagan and Allen and Free, as recommended by our very own Beckopedia. It is ridiculously hot out here. My fair English skin has been lathered up with some Dulux one coat, and I'm still making my way to the old City Hall. I want to play it. I didn't know the Pixies were from Boston. I always thought they were from Detroit, but apparently the Pixies are from Boston. A good friend of mine, Charles, there's another name drop for you. Clang, that's why you tune in, isn't it? Right, name dropping. This tune shares something with the one that I'm going to play after it. A kind of sarcastic, summary song, hiding quite an edgy underbelly. This is the Pixies' La La Love You. Great tune. I should be at the schoolhouse by the time you listen to this. Schoolhouse, what am I talking about? Old City Hall. Hey. Big Digger just went past. My nephew, Dylan Jupp, loves a digger. La La Love You by the Pixies, and that sarky summery edge is something I think the next song has in common with that one. I'll talk about that in a minute. I've found the old City Hall. I'm stood in its lobby. I don't know if you can hear the echo, and let me read this sign to you. At the corner of this site stood the first public school in America. Built in 1635, the school gave the street its name. I'm on School Street. In 1636, a subscription was raised for a free schoolmaster. In 1645, the town also stipulated that Indians are to be taught gratis. There we go. So, yes, the Latin school that stood here, Benjamin Franklin attended as a young man. That's a good bit of history for you. It's a very beautiful building. Absolutely lovely. And a bit of welcome shade as well in this marble doorway.
6 Music.
I think what's great about hearing an artist play live on the radio is that, you know, it's one thing to hear a CD, but you can kind of fix a CD. But it's another thing to hear somebody give a performance in the flesh. You can't really fake it.
This is Lauren Laverne.
Performing last week, Tune Yards, Wild Beasts, First Aid Kit, and Jimmy Goodwin.
When something comes across the radio, and especially when it's right in the moment, it's a real vital connection.
Catch up on any of the sessions you might have missed so far at the 6 Music website.
There almost isn't anywhere better in the world for us to come and play our music.
Next week, I'll have live sessions from White Denim and Elephant.
Lauren Laverne.
Weekday mornings from 10 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star.
So yes, I would have played another with Boston's celebrated musical sons, Jonathan Richman, and he's worked with the Modern Lovers. Very, very fond of his stuff. He paints a portrait of a kind of frat existence, full of yachts and open-top teenage cars, but there is a very sort of edgy punk sarcasm underpinning all of his lyrics and his songs. A very free, spontaneous way of recording as well. And I think this song shares some of that summery sarcasm with an edginess underneath it that the Pixies' La La Love You does as well. I wonder if one influenced the other. Maybe I'm just finding connections where there are none. I'll leave it up to you to decide. And I'm going to head back to the venue for soundcheck. Here is Jonathan Richman and that summer feeling. The summer feeling that I'm feeling right now is one that could be aided by talcum powder. You didn't need that image in your head, did you?
A sad resentment will smolder one day, and then that summer feeling's gonna haunt you, and that summer feeling's gonna taunt you, and then that summer feeling is gonna hurt you one day in your life. Looking good, which you hated, and first grade's looking good too, overrated, and you boys long for some little girl that you dated. Do you long for her or for the way you were? That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day. Top down on it, when the catamaran has got the drop down on it, when the flat of the land has got the crop down on it. Some things were good before and some things never were. But that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. Well, when your friends are in town and they've got time for you, when you and them are hanging around and they don't ignore you, when you say what you will and they still adore you, is that not appealing? It's that summer feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. It's gonna taunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. It's gonna haunt you.
Mantraluna, Mantraluna.
Take one. Sweetness, you can come home with me. Against all hope and sense of decency. Sweetness, take off that dress for me. Against all hope and sense of dignity. And the world spins round and I don't care anymore. Oh, sweetness, you can fall in love with me. Against all hope and sense of dignity. My sweetness, you can come be by my side. Against all hope and sense of human pride. And the world spins round and I don't care.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
We'll be right back.
Still walking the streets of Boston on this very, very hot but very beautiful day. Staring at Boston Common now. People milling about. It's a typical Monday afternoon in the city centre. Lots of different characters. Just saw a lovely thing. Two young girls greeting a fruit stall salesman who's obviously a very popular chap. I asked him for an interview, a quick interview, because he looked like he might have a few stories to tell. But he said he was too shy. But anyway, I tried. That was Spindrift and Speak to the Wind. And the very interesting thing about that song is it's from an album called The Legend of God's Gun, which is a soundtrack to it, or was a soundtrack to a non-existent cowboy movie, which somebody then made. That's the right way around, isn't it? Soundtrack first, film later. If you're interested in that again, it's Spindrift, and the album's called The Legend of God's Gun, and that that very Morricone sort of esque tune was called Speak to the Wind. This next tune, because I love it, Born Under a Bad Sign by Cream, reminds me of the closest thing I've ever had to a proper job. Actually, that's not true. I sold double glazing for a while. That was soul destroying. But I worked in the Roadhouse, Manchester's premier unsigned music venue, for many years, and my friend Katie Mountain, who's a wonderful human being, still runs the place to this day. And when I was sweeping the floor, pretending like I was a hard, done-to, struggling musician, when in actual fact I was having a right laugh while waiting for our ship to come in, I used to sweep lethargically to this number. Picture me there, skinny as a whippet, hair bleach blonde, wearing clothes that would, well, draw the eye, let's say. Here's Cream and Born Under a Bad Sign, which, frankly, I wasn't. Fan of people singing to themselves in the street. Chap just walked past me, a full song. Wasn't quick enough to get my recorder out. Still walking back to the venue. I'm going to be late, but the lads won't tell me off. They're all pretty hungover. I'm sure they'll be glad of a few more minutes lounging around on the sofas in the back room. Everyone's feeling the tour celebrations that went on last night after our gig in Washington. I'm staring at a t-shirt in a Boston sports shop window that says keep calm and pass the blunt. I don't think I'd wear that. So when we're in the dressing room, this album is going on all the time. Melody's Echo Chamber. This song's called Crystallized. Melody is Melody Prochet. She's a French musician. Someone taking the piss out of me there. Thank you, sir. and this is her collaboration with Kevin Parker from Tame Impala. It's a really beautiful record. You should get into it. Once again, it's Melody's Echo Chamber. And this song's called Crystallized. Keep calm and pass the blunt. Waves. Tidal waves. So I have to admit, I got a bit lost on the way back to the venue. But I'm a big boy, these things don't affect me anymore. And we look like we're nearly ready for sound check. Dan, I got lost.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
We're trying to get back in.
Oh. It's horrible.
Oh.
Danny's a very hard-working crew member. He's currently polishing one of Mark's guitars. What comes off Mark's fingers in a typical gig?
All kinds of horrible things, actually. Yeah.
Hey, I'm here, you know.
What kind of stuff? Skin?
Skin, grease, you know.
Blood?
Sometimes, yeah.
That's because he's rock.
Rock juice.
Rock juice. There we go. Oh.
Awesome.
Now, what you can hear there is Danny, our sound engineer, otherwise known as Golden Ears, checking the PA, making sure it's all working. Very fastidious. He's wearing a head torch at the minute. He looks like one of Orbital or something stood behind his desk over there. Dan, going to play a song. What's your favourite song involving the words better and times?
Oh, I'm terrible with song titles. Out of the ones you've listed, or just...
That gag didn't work. This is Better Times by Beach House. Our friend Jeff, did you meet Jeff last night?
No, I didn't actually.
Yeah, he looks like Jupp, but smaller. We call him Mini-Me.
He used to
do a bit of teching for us. Anyway, Jeff, who lives in Washington, came with his beautiful girlfriend, Miranda. We've not met her before. She's a ballerina, huh? He deserves a good one. He's a wonderful man. Anyway, they came last night, and he very casually mentioned that he used to be in a band with some of the members of Beach House. I think that's quite cool.
Yeah.
Dan agrees. Here is Beach House with Better Times.
True.
So we've got back to the dressing room, and as predicted, there's a snoozing Craig Potter lying on the sofa. Danny's ringing the rig out, and we just heard Better Times by Beach House. Have you had better times, Craig?
Never.
There we go. I'm going to play this next tune by Smog. Craig and I were discussing Smog when I was looking for tunes to play earlier on. This is such a touching, amazing song. You see an awful lot of young servicemen when you're in America because of what they're doing in the world, because of what the military's doing. This is a very touching sort of portrait of a certain part of Bill Callahan's life. I believe every single word of this song, and I find it deeply, deeply touching. Pay attention to the lyrics of Drinking at the Dam by Smog. Smog and Drinking at the Dam.
Six Music.
Jelly Roll Morton, Charlie Parker, Louis Russell, John Coltrane,
Archie Shepp, Pharoah Sanders, even Johnny and the Hurricanes. All these people enriched my life by blowing a saxophone. I've always been thrilled by this music, by the richness of the sound of this strange instrument. I couldn't see Julie Andrews blowing one, but somewhere in between, that's the sax that gets down to earth. So join me, Iggy Pop, this weekend for a two-hour expedition into the saxophone-sprinkled rock, pop, and jazz from the smoke-filled back rooms of America's music back catalog.
This is Iggy Pop.
This afternoon from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Got time for one more as it goes before I move on to sound check. And while you're listening to this next thing, we're going to do a gig, get on the bus and go to Philadelphia. This is Tennessee Williams talking about one of his Desert Island discs.
And now you've brought a new play to London, Vieux Carré. This is an autobiographical piece. The Vieux Carré, of course, is the old French Quarter of New Orleans. And this was your youthful days in a rooming house.
This was my entrance into that state called Bohemia.
Yes. A state of which you're still a citizen.
Yes, but I maintain a precarious balance between citizenship in Bohemia and in the world of propriety.
Oh, that's nice.
I tried to.
And you still have two or three recent plays as yet unproduced.
Oh, yes, three, yeah.
Three.
Usually that sounds corny, but it happens to be true, because if you work every day, it happens.
Record number 4.
While I was riding Streetcar, just around the corner, there was a bar called Victor's. And after work, I would go to Victor's to fortify myself with a Brandy Alexander. Mm. And they had this Ink Spots record on the jukebox, and I would always play that while drinking the Brandy Alexander.
In which city was this?
New Orleans.
If I didn't care more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then why do I thrill? And what makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
If I didn't care, honey child, more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? Darling, if this isn't love, then why do I thrill so much? And what is it that makes my head go round and round while my heart just stand still so much?
If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare. Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
News.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30, this is Anthony Birchley. Four British sailors are missing after the yacht they were sailing on got into difficulty in the mid-Atlantic. The crew of the 40-foot Cheeky Rafiki were travelling from the Caribbean to the UK when the vessel started sinking. The Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg has suggested the government could consider scaling back its Help to Buy scheme. He was speaking after the Governor of the Bank of England said soaring house prices were a big risk to financial stability. The director of the Building and Social Housing Foundation, David Ireland, says more houses need to be built.
I think there's a problem all the time because the situation where you've got the average person can't afford the average house, that can't be the right way of running a housing system in this country. And we really do need to do something significant to change it. I think how you solve it is absolutely critical, though. And if you try and do it in the wrong way by just loads of speculative house building, you'll end up with a different problem, which is what Spain has got.
Emergency workers in Serbia are preparing for what they've called a flood wave on one of the country's main rivers. Water levels on the River Sava are expected to peak later this afternoon. The Premier League has defended its working environment after the woman who leaked sexist emails sent by the chief executive Richard Scudamore told a newspaper she was humiliated and disgusted by the messages. In a statement, the league said a proper review of the evidence was being carried out. There'll be a hearing of its audit and remuneration committee tomorrow. The England and Everton goalkeeper Rachel Brown-Finnis says action should be taken.
The Premier League will have to do something. What that is, I think they should follow policies and guidelines that they already have in place. And if that leads to him being sacked, then that is the course of action that should be taken.
An open-top bus parade has been taking place in Perth to celebrate St Johnstone winning the Scottish Cup. A similar victory parade has taken place in North London for fans of the FA Cup winning Arsenal side. That's Six Music News. Your next update is at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
Thank you.
for purity. And I slip just like the stars into obscurity. But every time I hear that melody, puts me up a tree. A grapefruit moon, one star shining, is all that I can see.
Tom Waits and Grapefruit Moon. 2 days has actually passed for me while you've been listening to that last couple of records. I'm now in Philadelphia in my hotel room. A little bit of blessed peace. Great gig yesterday in Philly. The crowd were absolutely ace. Lovely, lovely people. And I finally spoke to the lovely John Grant. We've played 3 gigs together, but before yesterday, schedule-wise, we just not managed to hang, as they say over here. I found myself using the word soda on the telephone here in the hotel. Do you have any sodas, just for ease of communication? And I thought, I just could picture all my sisters and my brother laughing at me for that one. Anyway, so, Grapefruit Moon by Tom Waits. That song reminds me of a couple of things. Firstly, Michael Eavis popped into my head, because Michael eats an entire grapefruit, including the pips, every morning before he goes out to milk the cows. And he reckons that's the secret of his youth and vitality. The other thing it reminds me of is my dear departed friend Brian, who was very fond when drunk of sitting at his very out of tune upright piano and doing his version of that song as Noel Coward. One of the most endearing images I think I've ever seen. Just marvellous. Another tune from Smog, who was my featured artist this week, otherwise known as Bill Callahan. I think the best work he's done is an album he made called A River Ain't Too Much to Love. This is another tune from it. It's called Say Valley Maker, and it's beautiful. Here we are, Smog.
With the grace of a corpse and a riptide, I let go and I slide. Slide, slide down river with an empty case by my side, an empty case that's my crime, and I sing,
say Valley Maker,
to keep from cursing. Yes, I sing,
say Valley Maker,
to keep from cursing. River, oh,
oh, oh,
river end. River, oh,
oh,
river end. River, go. River bend, take me through the sweet valley where your heart blooms. Take me through the sweet valley where your heart is covered in dew. And when the river dries, will you bury me in wood? Where the river dries, will you bury bury me in stone. Well, I never really realized death is what it meant to make it on my own. Cause there is no love where there is no obstacle, and there is no love where there is no bramble, and there is no love on the hacked away plateau, and there is no love in the unerring. There is no love in the one true path. Oh, I cantered out here in wood, and I will splinter. Bury me in stone, and I will quake. Bury me in water, and I will geyser. Bury me in fire, and I'm gonna phoenix. I'm gonna phoenix.
Trying to work out how to turn off the air conditioner. You see what I go through for you guys? That was Smog and Save Valley Maker. I'm in my hotel room here in Philadelphia, and something I listen to a lot when tired and needing a little bit of a refreshment is this next tune by Talk Talk. It's called New Grass. It's from Laughingstock, which is one of the two greatest records I think ever made, the other one being by Talk Talk as well. Spirit of Eden and Laughingstock, I think, are my favourite records. There you go, I've said it. I want this playing at my funeral. That's how much I like it. It's just, there's something so fresh and spring-like and vital about it. It just sounds like things growing in sunlight to me. You might agree, you might not, but I'm going to play it in its entirety. Here's a Talk Talk with the beautiful A New Grass. love it. I can't say any more than that. Talk Talk and New Grass.
This is Six Music.
Six
Music.
Voltage.
Amplify.
Synthesize.
Filter.
Modify.
Oscillation.
Analog.
Modulation.
Music.
Adulation.
On the 23rd of May 1934, Dr. Robert Moog was born.
30 years later, he created the Moog modular synthesizer, changing the landscape of popular music forever.
To mark what would have been his 80th birthday this week, Six Music celebrates Electronica.
BBC Radio Six Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
So I managed to talk to John Grant, who's supporting Elbow on our tour of America. He's a fantastic bloke, really, really sweet. He's doing sort of stripped back versions of his songs, just him and a guitarist. And he's using a lot of vintage synthesizer sound, really beautiful ones as well. It's a hard thing to get right, I think. Every now and again, every few months, I do, as the theme of the finest hour, I do responsible use of synthesizers, because you can get it so wrong, so subtly, I think. I like to think that I know a classic synth sound when I hear it. Anyway, John and I bonded over this next tune. Vangelis from the Blade Runner soundtrack. The synthesizers on this are just gorgeous. This is Blade Runner Blues. Happy Sunday, everyone.
Thank you.
Well, that's all I have time for another week. Another letter from America next week. Thanks very much to Michelle and Peter and Jenny and everyone else who helped put the show together back in the BBC Salford. And thanks to the Beckopedia, of course. Keep your song for Guy recommendations coming in. I'm going to play out, as always, with Bill Evans. Peace, peace. I'll see you next week. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington.